Welcome, everyone.
This is your time machine on WNGR TV 20 here.
No Donnie here today. And I could just collectively hear every remote clicking the channel button. And everyone's probably wishing I would just be quiet and play the music. Don't worry, I'll be playing a lot of it. Yeah, that's enough of that. I get to show you guys why I stopped doing the show by myself. I feel bad for you guys. But anyway.
This is the entire show on WNGRTV2021.net.
You have two choices. You can either hear me talk like that for the rest of the hour, or you can hear me talk about stuff you really don't care about, which sometimes we do anyway. But anyway, Donnie's not here, as you can tell. Donnie would have said something by now. Maybe. Depends on how he's feeling. But Donnie, don't know where he is. If you live in the Bainbridge area and you know Donnie, then find him for me, because I have no idea where he is. His phone is disconnected. Tried calling him. And he has a bad habit of forgetting to show up. So, Donnie, wherever the hell you are, please don't make me do this by myself again. I am awful at doing this. Why do you think I stopped doing it? Anyway.
Hey, let me tell you, welcome to the Inside Show.
God, that voice is so annoying for those of you that know what I'm talking about. Ugh.
Yeah, this is I'm just talking to hear him talk.
Ugh. Please. Just no more. Please. Just. I would do anything just to get rid of that guy. Please. So annoying. Anyway. Or I could just sit here and just babble on about just random things, you know. Instead of playing the music like I'm being paid to do, I can just sit here and just mumble on. Or how about this? How about I sing to you guys? Ooh. That's interesting. Or I could have a fake character call this show and we can discuss things about his redneck family that doesn't exist. Ooh! Sounds good to me. How about you kids? Your silence does not shock me because I'm by myself. Nick's not here. The new guy, Michael, is not here either. Everyone left me. I'm here in an empty studio by myself. I have no help. The glass booth is empty. I'm sitting here by myself. I hate it. I hate sitting here by myself.
Will somebody please stop sit next to me so I feel better? Please? Please?
Anyway. People loved my singing last week. Mainly because the people that listened to it actually knew what joke I was going for. And I did it very well. As I am watching a very oversized Georgia football promo on WMGR TV 22. The channel that we're on right now. Yeah. That's another thing. Is it just me, or does no one know that we're even on? I mean, the only promotion that the Entitled Show gets is the text mention at the bottom of the screen during the live morning show. That's all we get. We don't get mentioned on radio. We don't get mentioned in the newspaper. We don't get mentioned in anything except for that little bitty word clip on the bottom of the screen that no one can read anyway because I made it. I mean, this is my show, of course. I know. I'm giving myself airtime because I work here. But if you're going to let me be on, at least allow it to be successful. I mean, and for the few that got bent out of shape about some things that we said in the early days, that was completely legal by FCC regulations. I don't know. I mean, I know this is Bainbridge. I know that you have to be, you have to kind of dance around what you want to say. You have to elude. I can't think of a word. I need Donnie here. I need Donnie here to try to think of the word and then mess it up so I can make fun of him, but he's not here, so I'm trying my best, people. Give me a break. I know none of you have Kit Kat bars. I have tried that joke so many times and it has not worked yet. I think I'm just going to retire that one in the bad bits. We're going to save that for a little segment we're going to do later in the year. Anyway, we're at episode 24, I believe we are. Somebody mentioned that I kind of remember everything about every episode, which is not true. It is not true at all. That is why whenever I do get Donnie back here, I'm sorry. I keep getting distracted because we have the same problem last week. The audio is cleared up in our headphones, but I still hear the AM station in the background. It is so annoying. I don't know how to fix it. This is the only time. Now, I'll come in here and I'll record a spot for TV, and I will not hear the AM station in the background. How come only when I decide that I want to do my show in here, I hear the AM station in the background? Why is that? I don't understand it. See, look, I'm while I'm recording, the replay of the morning show is on. See, look at there. The entire show, Tuesdays at midnight. 5 seconds gone. And you'll see it probably five more times in that segment. And my audience doesn't even watch the show. I mean, I produce the thing. I should know. I have to watch it like 6 or 7 times a day. You guys only have to watch it 3. Yeah. Well, working for a TV station. Fun! Especially when I got 2 guys underneath me. Easy. I know what some of you people are thinking. Leave me alone. I'm just one person. You guys are going to make me cry. But as the Panic Channel says, hey, why cry? I mean, why? This is the Untitled Show on WMGR. We'll be right back. Crossfade Colors here on the Untitled Show on WMJR-TV22 and theuntitledshow.net. Well, I'm sitting here by myself still. The other two guys, Nick and Michael, they're at the Bainbridge City Council meeting. They should be back in about 30 minutes, hopefully. Hopefully they'll be back. And just in time for me to finish the show anyway. But hey, I'll kill 5 minutes for this. Never mind. I had a thought, lost it. No shock to you guys, right? Okay. As long as we're clear on that. TheUntitledShow.net, that is our website if you're watching us on TV or watching me on TV. There isn't a video of me right now, but next week there will be video of whoever is in studio to do the show. I guarantee you. We got a camera coming in who will be here Thursday. Our other cameras at City Council, where do you guys are? But if you are watching this on WMJR TV 22 and you would like to listen to the past episodes of The Entitled Show, all you have to do is go to two different websites. Either one, doesn't matter. They all go to the same place. TheEntitledShow.net, and click on the episode archive. There you can download every episode that The Entitled Show has ever had. The new and improved TheEntitledShow.net. Or you can go to our MySpace, myspace.com/TheEntitledShow. Almost 1,000 friends. Thank you all so very much. Thank you. And also, people keep questioning about download numbers. How many people download the show? It is not a very accurate number because we rely on our friends that have podcasts and internet radio stations to spread the word about us. I have several friends in Canada that have internet radio stations, and what they do is they download the show and they put the show in their schedule and they play it for their listeners. It may be 10, it may be 100, it may only be one. I don't know. I don't get the numbers. They don't send them to me. All I know is that they play them, and at times they have a considerable large amount of people listening, and I want to thank them so much for putting up with me over this past year and a half. They have been unbelievable. You guys have been unbelievable for watching and listening and putting up with me, putting up with our long absences. I guarantee you, this show will not take another 2-month break. I guarantee you. Get in contact with me is bob@theentitledshow.net, or you can message me on Yahoo Instant Messenger and AOL Instant Messenger. Both have the same screen name, bob39837. And my MySpace is myspace.com/bobthewhopperman. Yes, Whopper, as in the Whopper from Burger King. Long story, and I might actually tell it before I leave here today. You know, you never know. But right now, I'm going to do what normally I would do with Donnie. But, you know, the one bad thing about having Donnie here, I can't blame, well, there's no one here, so I can't blame a bad show on anyone. If this is a bad show, which it is, I know it is, then I have no one else to blame it on except for myself. And that really is bad for me because, honestly, I stink at doing this. But anyway, thanks to RadioGeniusShowPrep.com. I believe that's the website. I'm sorry, you guys, if I got it wrong. Computerized judge. A Chinese court has been criticized for using a computer program to help decide prison sentences. The Zhejiang District People's Court has reportedly used the software in more than 1,500 criminal cases. The program created by a Beijing-based company covers about 100 different crimes, including robbery, rape, murder, and crimes against the state. The judge enters the details of a case to the system, and the system produces a sentence. The software developer, Qin Yi, was quoted as saying, "The software is aimed at ensuring standardized decision on prison terms. Our programs are use standard terms for any subtle distinctions in different cases of the same crime." You can tell he's a smart person because he's making big words that are confusing the crap out of me. But yeah, let's leave your fate on some software, especially if it's made by Microsoft. Huh? What do you say? Oof, I hate that. I feel bad for people that don't pay for their gas like people around here. No, I'm kidding. People pay their gas around here. Anyway. People ask me, where's the car crash? I missed the car crash. That's the funniest part of the show. Well, we're moving into the AM studio. We haven't completely moved everything yet. That includes all of our sound bits, all of our... We're actually lobbying to get a real replay machine. That is what they call it. Right now we're using something on the computer, and this computer's too slow to use it. So we're actually trying to get a small replay machine with different carts where we can have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sound effects. So it's not us going, "Oh, good Lord," or... Yes, that was lame. I'm sorry. But I'm bum bum. Ugly Fish gets facelift. What? I haven't read these, so normally I read them before I come on a show, but I'm just judging what I read off of the title. A goldfish at a top museum has undergone cosmetic surgery after visitors complained it was too ugly. The fish at the Royal Museum of Scotland in Edinburgh had an unsightly growth on its face. Although the fish showed no signs of stress, scientists decided it should undergo surgery to remove the lump. My lovely lady lumps. A spokeswoman for the museum said the fish's eye had to be removed along with the lump. She said the operation had been paid for from the coins people thrown into the pond, but she wouldn't confirm how many complaints the museum received about the fish. However, a source said people were crying. One of your fish has an unsightly growth coming from its head. I think it was more like, that fish is ugly. Look at that lump on his head. That fish is ugly. That's probably what it's more like. Or,
that fish is ugly.
Be quiet, Cartman, from the other station. Anyway, they went to the reception desk saying, you've got an ill fish there. I wish that I could get Coley to swim around in a tank. If you know what I mean. I mean, this is good. This is good. We all want our fish to have high self-esteem. Because I know I don't. I need all the help I can get. I know I just beat myself up. I don't know why I do that. I just beat myself up. I guess that prepares me for whenever you guys beat me up, but I don't know. TheEntireShow.net. You know what to do. Have fun with it. Anyway, games, music videos coming soon. Get your official The Untitled Show Aim Buddy icons made personally by me. Way to go. Yeah. Be sure you check that out, kids. Ooh. Now this is sad, really. A 77-year-old man who reportedly admitted looking up women's skirts for 13 years was arrested Monday in connection with an incident last month at a Walmart Supercenter. Harry Tasker faces a video voyeurism charge. Tasker, who declined comment Tuesday, reportedly told investigators that he had been looking up women's skirts without their knowledge for about 13 years. He said he used a mirror from the stores to stare up their skirts. Police learned of Tasker after a woman found him with a camera cell phone held behind her. See? It never ends. You thought it was just the 9-year-olds on the playground looking up your skirt on the swings. Not that we ever did that. We just heard about it. You know, they should really send this guy to jail and make him wear a skirt. See what the guys do to him. That's a nice skirt you got there. You got some mighty soft legs. Do you shave that with Edge? That quick four shaver. Oh. Ooh. They now got the blade on the top, you know, for them rough areas.
Oh.
You got a pretty mouth. You want your cornbread? Ew.
Ew.
That's all I have to say. Ew.
Ew.
Ew. Who's going to go out and see Jackass number 2?
Me.
Me, honk.
I people said they do not understand why people want to go see it. It's hilarious. It's a lot more funnier than this show. Of course, any NBC comedy is funnier than this show, which doesn't take much. I'm shocked we've been on longer than the worst NBC show, so we've actually done good. Look out, friends, we're coming for your record. Anyway. But yeah, Jackass number 2, very funny movie. I've actually had the opportunity of meeting Johnny Knoxville before. He's a great guy. He's a funny guy to hang out with. And he's just as insane as he is on the show. And if you ever get a chance to meet him, take the opportunity. Bam, Steve-O, all of them, great guys. Just a perk of being on the radio, even though it's not really a rock station like they know. I've had an opportunity to talk to Phil Margera, Bam's dad, Bam himself, and Ryan Dunn, all great down-to-earth guys. Just great to talk to. They're great couple of guys anyway. But yeah, so anyway, I'm going to stop babbling. Here's the latest for Dashboard Confessional on WNGR. Title show, the show of one.
I'm all alone.
That was Nickelback with Saving Me here on the Entitled Show.
Yeah, and we got some great music for you here with the best hits, best variety.
Ugh, stop it. I can't even think about it. Ugh. Ew. Yeah. Anyway. But, yeah, I'm all by my lonesome. So, if you think the show is horrible, take it easy on me, okay? I mean, I'm here all by my lonesome. The building is completely empty. I'm scared of the dark. I mean, well, it's not dark in here anyway. TheEntitledShow.net, MySpace.com/TheEntitledShow. There you can download all of our past episodes. And also be sure to check out our forums, forums.TheEntitledShow.net. And a lot of people, for some reason, have a hard time spelling The Untitled Show. It's The Untitled Show. The Untitled Show. Which is kind of ironic because we have a title. And also, to get your free bumper sticker, go to theentitledshow.net and click on store. Limit one per person, please.
Pretty please.
Only one. But if you're nice, we might send you a couple. You know, we got to get rid of these things. And also, we got some buttons coming. We got some buttons. Pushing up on my buttons. Ooh. Loosen up my buttons. Ooh. Ooh. Ah. Hey. Ooh. Eee. Ooh. Yeah, some little one-inch, you know, little one-inch buttons. Thanks to, I can't remember the name of the website anyway, but the bumper stickers came from stickerguy.com. Thanks so much to him for cutting me a deal. He cut me a deal because I bought like a million of them. No, I didn't. I'm kidding. See, I'm silly now because Donnie's not here. I'm silly. I'm this little silly goose. I'm silly. I'm a silly willy. I'm silly. I'm silly. My property value's going down. I'm silly. Turn off the radio station. I'm silly.
Oh, man. Thieves who struck a Wisconsin cheese factory took an array of food and beverages big enough to feed a party of hundreds of people. Well, it's Wisconsin, so maybe a couple of 10 people. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I apologize. An entire truckload was taken from the DuPont Cheese Factory in Wakapaka, Wisconsin earlier Wednesday. And one of the items was a 40-pound block of cheese carved into the shape of a wedding bell. Ooh, I hate to see what the dress is made out of. Ugh. A reward up of to $1,000 was posted for the return of 12 cases of beer. Well, you never see that again. 16 cases of soda, that's gone. 48 jars of herring? What is that? I don't know. 60 pounds of snack sausages. That's gone, too. 80 pounds of honey garlic sausage. Ooh, that sounds good. 70 pounds of string cheese. Ooh. And here's the big one. 30 pounds of bacon. I could just hear my arteries clogging just thinking about it. Ugh. 15 pounds of smoked beef, 80 pounds of summer sausage, ooh. And finally, 80 pounds of regular beef sausage. Ugh. The report did not indicate if the Wakapaka County Sheriff's Department planned to utilize sniffer dogs in the investigation. I mean, if somebody eats all that stuff, they won't have to sniff too hard. And I guess you could guess that they're looking for a very large gang of criminals. I mean, there aren't many of them, but they are very large. I mean,
give it up. I mean... A group of people stole a bunch of cheese and sausage. What else could they be?
No comment? Okay.
I hate being by myself. This is no fun.
I guess I just have to take it like a man. Yeah.
Anyway.
Police were looking for a man who reprogrammed a gas station ATM to give out as much as 4 times as it should. Wow. Surveillance footage shows a man walking up to the gas station at 6:17 p.m. on August 19th, swiping an ATM card and punching in a series of numbers, breaking the machine's security code. The automated teller machine was reprogrammed to distribute $20 bills but recorded it as a $5 debit to his account. Virginia Beach Police spokeswoman Rena Ball said he returned a short time later and took out more money, but authorities did not say how much. The card was prepaid and cannot be purchased and can be purchased at several locations, so police are not sure who is behind the theft. No one mentioned it until 9 days later when a customer told the clerk that the machine was giving out more money than it should. Why? We found the one honest man at Virginia Beach. Give me a break. I mean, and I guarantee you they made him give back the money that the machine should have given him. I guarantee you they made him give it back. Oh, I need $20. Oh, look at there. It gave me 80. I need to go tell the teller about this. Well, we appreciate your honesty, but we're going to have to ask for that $60 back. How about no? Oh, they don't want to hear that. No, they don't want to hear that. I mean, they should at least let the guy keep the money just as a reward, just to reward his initiative. Oh, here we go. Here's a topic that's going to be on the message board. Have you ever been the beneficiary of an ATM malfunction, or have you ever been a victim? I could just hear how many people are going to the website and answering to that topic. Were you a victim, or did you benefit from it? Tell me about it. Tell me your life story. I want to hear your story. I'm lonely. I want to hear your story. Anyway.
Yeah, please go to the attention and download all of our past episodes, please. Please, 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 please. Or I'll talk like this forever, ever, ever.
Yuck. Yuck. Anyway, that goes in trash can. Wow. It's only been 40 minutes, boys and girls. If you're still listening. Anyway. A 22-year-old woman was arrested after authorities arrested it. Welcome back, Nick. Sit down. Good thing I had it turned off. A 22-year-old woman was arrested today.
We're having to be quiet. Michael's here. But he'll see the light. Yeah, he will. Yeah. No. No. Sit down at the mic and talk to me.
Okay, I'm talking.
You're talking to me. Thank you.
I've been doing this. I don't want Michael to hear us, damn it.
I've been doing this by myself for 40 minutes.
That's sad.
Put on the headphones so you can hear me. I have done this for 40 minutes by myself. Thank you so much for coming back. Was it a short meeting? What happened?
My headphones quit.
Was it a short meeting?
I still can't hear you.
Was it a short meeting?
I can't hear you.
Michael's outside the door.
Hey, okay, that's awesome.
Can you hear me now?
A little.
Okay, how was the meeting?
It was pretty crappy.
Why didn't it last very long?
I didn't have much to talk about.
No one can hear us right now.
I know.
That's what makes it so much funnier.
I know.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. I cannot hear anymore. I guarantee you Michael's heard you now.
Michael!
Oh, Jesus. Effing. Jesus, boy.
Michael.
Wow.
Hey, Michael. Hey, Michael.
Open the door and let him in.
Hey, Michael. What are you doing, Michael?
Let him in. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the radio world.
Ow, my friggin' knee.
Oh, my God.
Michael, I hate you.
Share that mic. That mic is loud.
Go get a chair, Michael. I just spun off of the street in front of the van. Go get a chair.
Go get a chair, Michael, and stop talking about your manhood.
Don't hit my knee again, dang it.
Hit his knee just to spite him. There you go. You guys would come back when I only have 15 minutes left. You can stop laughing right now. Stop it. That door's going to hit your knee. Oh, my God. He went to go...
Grab the friggin' chair, you idiot.
Michael just went out to grab a chair, and the top of it came off. And instead of going back and retrieving the wheels, he just brought the top of it back. Oh, there are the wheels.
Good job, Michael.
You're a genius, Michael.
You deserve a doggy treat for that one.
Ruff. Okay, there's the hole. Good boy. He found the hole. Watch
Bob,
your knee.
Don't ever say that again, Bob. Please.
Put the mic in the middle so both of you guys can talk into it. How are you guys doing? How was the meeting?
Boring.
It sucked. It was boring?
Yeah. Dude, it's not showing up on the screen very good.
That's because you guys are lame. There went my eardrum.
You're welcome.
I hate you.
That's better. You can hear me now.
Yeah, you have to hear what you mean. You have to hear what you mean. Hey, listen. If only you knew the people that use that mic.
I don't have my mouth on it. I got my mouth like right close to it. Like,
I so hate you right now.
What about the people that use your mic?
I'm not worried about the people that use my mic.
Whatever.
You're a germaphobe.
Whatever. I'll do what I want.
I knew this was going to happen when people showed up. I was actually doing better by myself, guys. Thanks.
I'll leave. Okay, I'll start acting normal now.
Sex shows or something.
Oh.
Thanks for letting us know that.
A 22-year-old woman was arrested after authorities say she tried to hire someone to kill her tried to kill another woman whose picture appeared on her boyfriend's MySpace page.
Okay, can you repeat that or let me read it?
A 22-year-old woman was arrested after authorities say she tried to hire someone to kill another woman whose picture appeared on her boyfriend's MySpace page.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Heather Michelle Kane was booked Tuesday for investigation on a conspiracy to commit murder. Mesa, Arizona authorities said she was arrested after she met an undercover police detective at a grocery store. She gave the officer $400 and promised an extra $100 after the woman was killed. The records say Kane gave the cop a picture of the woman taken from her boyfriend's webpage. She also requested a photo of the woman's dead body. It was not clear whether the other woman was romantically involved with her boyfriend.
One word. Busted.
I mean, it's good to see that the women on MySpace are just as psychotic as the men.
MySpace is very evil.
Hey, MySpace.com/TheUntitledShow. Hey, it's very evil. Go check it out. You'll love it.
Are people going to start dying off that webpage too?
In a movie like that?
Maybe if you talk like this, maybe so. Maybe if you talk like this, you know.
Okay, dude, that was gay.
You don't even get what I was joking about, do you?
No, not really.
That's because you guys are losers.
He's the one talking to himself.
Exactly.
I'm talking to myself. We'll be right back.
Wait.
Find yourself a girl and say Well, I'm running back and forth from here to South Carolina, wishing you were here. I guess I should watch what I wish for.
The Untitled Show on WMGR TV 22 and theuntitledshow.net. Go to theuntitledshow.net and download all of our past episodes. Nick and Michael, the new guys at WMGR, have now joined me. My minions have joined.
Me.
Thank you for that excellent commentary.
That sounded gay. You said minions. I was trying to sound like a minion.
You sounded like a douche.
Douches can't make noise.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
They can make a very nasty smell.
Right. They can, like, go squeak.
We got 5 minutes. I mean, come on, people. Keep it together.
Okay, we'll try.
Jealous nun attacks priest.
Okay, what's the reason behind that?
A jealous nun allegedly torched a priest's home after threatening to kill him after allegedly finding him in bed with another woman.
Oh, hold, what? Holy crap.
I oh my god.
Wait, aren't they supposed to be what is it called?
Yeah,
celibacy?
Yeah.
They have a vow of celibacy.
The 39-year-old nun was accused of attacking the 70-year-old reverend at his home in the sleepy village of Racolumeria.
Good job there.
The London Mirror said.
70-year-old priest?
Yeah.
With a 30?
That's a lucky guy.
I just flipped out when I came into the house and found him in bed with another woman who is married.
So he was getting none?
I was getting some none. Getting some none.
Talk about ministering to congregation.
Oh my God.
Demons, come out! But remember, thou shalt not use thy rod on thy staff.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Anyway. Wow, that killed a whole minute.
Woohoo!
Yahoo!
Come on, anyway.
Jackson, very good.
Yahoo! Okay, that was stupid.
Yahoo's going to sue you now for that.
Yeah.
Let's get ready to. I ain't going to say it. I ain't paying that. $20,000. He crazy.
I didn't finish saying it.
What was it? What's playing? Holy crap.
There's something in the background.
There's the AM station in the background, but don't worry, it's not being recorded. The recorder can't hear it, only we can. I don't know why that is. Whenever I come in here to record a commercial, I can't hear the AM station in the background. It's only when I decide to do my show I can hear it in the background. I guess it's a reminder of where I am and what I can't say, even though I say it anyway. Anyway. Last story. And we're going to make an hour. Jesus gets a MySpace page.
What about God?
Jesus Christ has joined MySpace with an online page advertising his love of beards, extreme water skiing, and the life of Brian.
Oh my God, this is retarded. Next, the Antichrist.
Wow. It's part of a campaign by Church's Advertising Network to provoke debate about God among young people this Christmas. Posters showing the face of Jesus in beer foam and a pint glass will be accompanied by the question, where will you find him? The adverts will direct readers to myspace.com/isthisjesus, a page on the social network site MySpace. It may be very arrogant to set up a Jesus MySpace, said Simon Jenkins of Church's Advertising Network, but it's a voyage of exploration. Let's hope God is guiding it in the right direction. But I mean, if Jesus doesn't like you, just try to add him as a friend and you'll find out. Mr. Peterson, you are a very bad boy. You're going to the deny list. Not even an attempt of a laugh, like a ha ha, nothing.
Nick's cracking up here, so.
I always crack up. I can't help it.
Anyway, we got a minute left. Anyway. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Michael, for showing up last second. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wherever Donnie is, I have no idea, but who cares? Donnie's unimportant now. I found out I can actually do this by myself. I was so terrified about doing this by myself, and I did 40 minutes of it by myself. So, hey, go me. Go, team, go. Woo!
Never hurts to have two retarded co-hosts, though.
Hey, you said it, not me.
You know you were thinking it.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking it, but anyway. It's time to go, even though I don't really want to. But, you know.
You shouldn't lie like that, Dom.
We're limited to an hour. I can't help it. I know you guys can't, but theentitledshow.net, myspace.com/theentitledshow, my MySpace is myspace.com/BobTheWhopperMan, yes, Whopper as in Burger King. Get over it. See you guys later.